Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Kings, Week 11, Apostasy, the High Places, and the Recovery of the Genuine Ground of Oneness. Monday, Related Verses, Deuteronomy 12, verses 5 through 11. But to the place which Jehovah your God will choose out of all your tribes to put his name to his habitation, shall you seek, and there shall you go. And there you shall bring your burnt offerings and your sacrifices and your tithes and the heave offering of your hand and your vows and your freewill offerings and the firstborn of your herd and of your flock. And there you shall eat before Jehovah your God, and you and your households shall rejoice in all your undertakings in which Jehovah your God has blessed you. Ye shall not do according to all that we do here today, each man doing all that is right in his own eyes. For until now you have not come to the rest and to the inheritance that Jehovah your God is giving you. But when you cross over the Jordan and dwell in the land which Jehovah your God is giving you as an inheritance, and when he gives you rest from all your enemies surrounding you so that you dwell securely, then to the place where Jehovah your God will choose to cause his name to dwell, there you shall bring all that I am commanding you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes and the heave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow to Jehovah. John 4, verses 21 through 24. Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship that which you do not know. We worship that which we know, for salvation is of the Jews. But an hour is coming, and it is now, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truthfulness. For the Father also seeks such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness." Related reading. Jeroboam made two calves of gold, putting one in Bethel and the other in Dan, in order to distract his people from worshiping God in Jerusalem. God had ordained that his people come together three times a year in Jerusalem. Jeroboam was afraid that the 10 tribes would return to their rightful king if they went to worship God in Jerusalem. Thus, he set up two worship centers, saying that it was not convenient to travel to Jerusalem. The excuse of convenience also is used to justify today's denominations. Jeroboam's apostasy broke God's ordination of having one unique worship center in the Holy Land for keeping the unity, the oneness of the children of Israel. This became a great sin and caused the people to worship idols. Apostasy means to be distracted from the right track and following God. Whenever someone uses the worship of God as a cloak to take a devilish way, he has fallen into apostasy. Although those in Catholicism worship God in name, they are actually worshiping idols. The Roman Catholic Church does exactly the same thing Jeroboam did when he set up the idols and said, "Behold, your gods, O Israel." Jeroboam seemed to be saying, "This is the God you must worship." In reality, that was not God. It was a golden calf. Hence, apostasy is worshiping God in a way that is false and devilish. Today's Christianity is filled with apostasy. Apostasy is universal. Many who claim to be worshiping God are in fact worshiping idols. Jeroboam built a temple at the high places and appointed priests from among the common people who were not of the tribe of Levi. Whereas God had ordained that the tribe of Levi would be the priests, Jeroboam appointed common people to be priests. Jeroboam ordained a feast in the eighth month, on the 15th day of the month, like the feast that was in Judah, doing what he had devised in his own heart. He might have told the people that it was not necessary for them to go to Jerusalem in order to have a feast. Jeroboam offered sacrifices on the altar at Bethel to the calves that he made, and he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places. In his apostasy, Jeroboam ordained a feast for the children of Israel, and although he was not a priest, he went up to the altar to burn incense. The apostasy of Jeroboam and the above five items could be considered a type of the apostasy of today's Christianity. 1 Kings 13 verses 1 through 32 is a record of God's judgment on the altar at Bethel made by Jeroboam. This judgment was carried out by a man of God from Judah. This man of God was then deceived by an old prophet to take the way against God's commandment and was torn apart by a lion. In 14 verses 1 through 18, we have Ahijah's prophecy concerning the tragic ending of Jeroboam. Jeroboam sent his wife in disguise to see Ahijah, the prophet in Shiloh, hoping to get some good news concerning his son, Abijah. Instead of giving good news, Ahijah, the prophet, in prophecy from God, told the wife of Jeroboam that because of Jeroboam's evils and his apostasy, God would destroy Jeroboam and his whole family as a man sweeps dung until it is all gone. Jeroboam's life was ended by the severe punishment of God.